this year. So, Zach, let's just first talk about win the home run derby tonight. How did it feel to win that in a city you played for a couple years ago?
Incredible. You know, I know some of the guys on the team. I know people in Franklin. You know, like I said earlier, they were good to me while I was here. I had my worst pro full season to date while I was here and struggled a lot with a few things that we all actually talked about on your podcast. But, you know, ended a sour season on a good note. We won the championship. So, you know, there is good memories here. And being able to come back here and put on a showing like that for them has been, it was awesome.
You get to battle against your teammate in the second round. How was that?
It was awesome. He was a great dude. I love that guy. He's a brother of mine. And, you know, we talked about it. We go head-to-head. Maybe we both hit a certain amount. We'll just stop and say, oh, what are they going to do? But, you know, when we face off each other, we were like, hey, whoever wins this round, you know, we got to win the whole thing. Like, either one of us. So let's just get it done.
You know, you think when you break the bat, did that get you out of the rhythm? But no, you kept going.
It did. It rattled me for a second there. But I knew I had another bat over here waiting in case that happened or in case it started feeling too heavy. You know, the other bat was a tiny bit smaller, so it might have been just what I needed down the stretch there to get off, you know, a couple of edge panics over there. He was making me sweat at the end there.
You know, we were talking, if you would have broke another bat.
Oh, I would have used.
Do you have like, is it like hockey where you got someone that can hand you one really
quick? Yeah, I could have got one from Hill or Mark or any of these guys over here. They would have willingly let me use their bat.
Connor in that last round got off to a little bit of a fast start after his little break there. It looked like he was going to pass you. Were you sweating a little bit or thought, hey, I got this?
I was definitely sweating. Connor was in a freaking groove. And I think the first four swings, he rattled off four home runs in a row. And thank you, babe. I think he rattled off four of the first four swings. So I was definitely sweating. I was like, well, if he stays in this groove, I don't stand a chance. But, you know, it sounds bad. But luckily for me, you know, he missed a couple and I caught a break.
So we have the lovely
disadvantage to be the first guy to hit?
No, I feel like it's a disadvantage. Okay. I would like to be the second guy to hit like I was in the first round because then you have a benchmark for what you have to do. And you know what you need to achieve in order to move on to the next round. So I didn't like going before Hill. I didn't like going before Connor. So, you know, worked out, but it's a little more stressful, unfortunately.
So we have the lovely Mrs. Nair here. How's it feel to have your husband win tonight?
Oh, it's so good. And even greater to be able to see him. It's been a blessing to watch him play. And this is really special.
So, Zach, tell us tomorrow, All-Star game, what do you expect out of that?
Fun and hopefully a couple memories be made. You know, whether we win or lose on the east side, just have a good time against the other team. Have a good time against the other team, and hopefully it's a good game for the fans.
Zach, there
you go. Chance to get more hardware.
Yeah, hopefully get something done then.
Zach, thanks for joining us.
Of course, pleasure.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, of course. Have a good
Well, let's welcome you back here. Great having Zach Narrier on tonight with us tonight, Kevin, and just a fantastic performance in the All-Star Game Home Run Derby.
Narrier becomes the first guest of this week in the association to win the Home Run Derby.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, joined us to have a few moments about that. Let's talk here, Kevin, about a fantastic derby. So they did this this year, the East versus the West, and what we saw here today, two West guys battled against each other in each of the first round. So we had Zach Narrier facing off against Cam Bellego from Milwaukee. He winds up winning that first round by one. Great battle. And the other battle out there in the Eastern Division, we wind up having Josh Altman. Looked like he was going to come away with a big performance and wind up advancing himself, but Hill Alexander came out and took that away from him.
My pick for anyone that was listening to me on the Sioux Falls Canaries Broadcast Network over the weekend, I was saying there that Hill Alexander was going to win the whole thing.
In the western side, Chris Herman took off against Nick Anderson to begin. Herman easily won that, 9-5. Nick Anderson, by the way, was my guy. Clearly, I did not want him winning here tonight. The second part of that, we wind up having Connor Panas winds up going against Vince Fernandez. He easily wins that 8-3. Looked like we got to see the two big power hitters out there from the Western Division dominating that for the group.
I was surprised to see Panas do as well as he did. I just thought the shot to right field was just a really tough one tonight.
That took us to round two. Zach Narrier got off to a huge start in that first minute, Kevin. Was just knocking the ball out. Had seven homers right off the bat. Wound up carrying that to 15 overall. Winds up beating his teammate 15-11.
Narrier now has locker room bragging rights. Though, you know, from what he's telling us, they're a pretty close-knit group. So no matter who won that one, I knew the we're going to be happy for each other.
In round two in the West, Chris Herman got off to a tough start in that first minute. Kevin, one home run, comes up with seven more in the second half of that, his time that he has, finishes with eight. Panis, though, as you mentioned, really caught fire about that, and it got to nine with about 30 seconds left, like, good, I'm done, and he winds up advancing to the finals.
I would say that was probably an upset. I think Herman was in that matchup. Seemed to be the obvious favorite, but Panis did a great job.
As we mentioned, talking with Zach, he begins out in the finals, knocks off six home runs right away, then breaks his bat. You think, well, man, I wonder how this is going to impact him. Didn't at all. Winds up finishing with 15, eight in the last minute of that competition, just like he had done in the second round. At one point, Panis was really rolling. He was struggling in the early part of that, then all of a sudden caught fire. As Zach said, four homers in a row. He's two away, looking like he's going to wind up catching it, but then wind up lining four or five pitches in a row. Just couldn't catch Zach tonight.
You have to wonder if there's a bad boy or somebody that handed Wonder Boy to Zach Naryer there after he broke his bat.
Absolutely. So congratulations to Zach Naryer tonight. He winds up being the 2023 American Association Home Run Derby champion. Kevin was just talking about atmosphere tonight. Good crowd out, lots of kids out there enjoying catching home run balls, and just a fantastic performance tonight by the Milwaukee Milkmen.
I thought it was pretty funny tonight in the championship round after Zach Naryer had his round. He just saw, like, it was just like a flood of people leaving left field to go to right field, knowing the last batter of the night was left-handed. But you're right, a lot of people in the outfield tonight looking for those home run balls.
Well, Kevin and I, last year we went over breaking down our thoughts on the first half of the season and moving on to the second half, what we thought. We did that after the All-Star game. Tonight what we thought we'd do it a little differently was that we would do one division tonight, we'll do the second tomorrow after the All-Star game. So let's begin out in the West, Kevin. And I think, I mean, I don't know for you, but I'm going to be honest with you, Kevin, just looking over on this West Division, I was a guy who did not believe that Kansas City would be as good as they were. I saw them as a third, fourth place team. They've definitely been the surprise of that division for me.
And once again, it's just been a continual reloading job for the Monarchs, as guys have been signed away, in particular to the Mexican League, but they just come out and keep grabbing more guys that have MLB experience, and the Monarchs have just rolled ever since that little slow start.
The one guy who has been there from the start, who's really been a force for this team, that I think the stabilizer of this group, has been veteran Chris Herman. Not only handling a pitching staff that has been in flux at points, bullpen still trying to figure things out, but is delivering huge offensive numbers when they've lost guys to advancing on to another level or something. Chris Herman right now, you have to look at as a two or three guy here in terms of MVP voting at least.
You have to put him in the top three. I think you're completely right on that. And he is a guy that I was surprised is still around. I mean, guy that's obviously crushing the ball from the left-hand side, a guy that's a catcher, ton of experience. I don't know why he's still in this league.
As you look at Kansas City, though, Kevin, I think the one thing we're still looking at is what exactly can we expect out of this bullpen, and who's going to be the five guys they can count on starting for them down the stretch here. Patrick Weigel looks like he's handled that closing role. He had a little bit of a hiccup there on Sunday, but that at least looks like it's solid. I'm just not really sure about the rest of this group right now.
And when you look at it, they lost three games in a row in Sioux Falls. Granted, the Canaries are playing a lot better, but that was just so un-Kansas City-like, and just shows you that as good as this roster is and as well they played, they're still potentially vulnerable.
Moving on to Fargo, Kevin, they enter the second half of the season in second place right now, trailing Kansas City by five games. I think a week ago we would have been talking about this team looks like they're in a bit of trouble right now. Then they sign this Scott Schreiber to come in, and all of a sudden he homers five times in five games. Looks like the offense is going to get back on track here.
No doubt, just another great signing by this Fargo Moorhead team, who you just kept waiting to see when were they going to pick somebody up. Kind of under the radar, Scott Schreiber's lineup, and all he's done is 5 homers and 9 RBIs in a week.
Fantastic performance by him. You look at this team right now, Kevin, I think our biggest concern for them would be trying to find 5 guys that can start for them and give them quality innings. You know you're going to get great stuff out of McGovern and Tyler Grauer. It's just, what are they going to get in those next 3 guys?
I thought, you know, they thought they had something with Dykoff, and he's fallen off terribly. Carell Price has been inconsistent, so... But I just don't know where you go out and find starting pitchers this time of year. So, you know, the best hope is that those guys can get on track and help out McGovern and Grauer.
Two teams, I should say, that have really come out of nowhere over the last month and all of a sudden surprised, starting with the Sioux City Explorers, 3rd place, 5.5 games out right now, Kevin. This is a team that got on a huge winning streak and have just continued to play well over this last 2-3 weeks that we have seen right here. You and I have talked about, they have that starting 3 in the rotation that could be extremely dangerous during the playoffs. I think if you're Steve Montgomery, you're just looking to make the playoffs right now.
You look to make the playoffs and you look to get into it healthy. We have not seen this Explorers team at 100% health all year, which is a real testament to how well they have been playing in the last few weeks to establish yourselves as one of the top teams in the West.
Matt Lloyd has really been the offensive force for this club. I'm not exactly sure if Steve Montgomery expected him to be as good as he has been for this team, well deserving of being an all-star. If he isn't signed by a club, I really think he's the kind of guy that can carry this offense into the playoffs.
He is, and you just wonder where would his stats be if he didn't miss that week or so playing in the Pan Am Games qualifier, because right now he's near the top of the league in all the major offensive categories.
Lincoln Salt Dogs, 6.5 out, 4th place. They're the team that has been, I think right now that we would look at and go, wow, what this group is really playing a fantastic baseball lately and has been an amazing team out in the West. A club, though, that we're still not sure exactly who they can count on to close out games. Man, if they could fix that bullpen situation, Kevin, I think this is as dangerous of a team as anyone in the league.
That right now is the big glaring weakness for them. I'm sure they would like to have another good starting pitcher or two, but closing games out just has been a continual issue for this club. And as well as they have played, you just kind of wonder where they'd be if some games didn't get away late.
A big addition for this club we didn't talk about last week very much, David Holmberg, comes from major league guy, major league experience, and he not only is pitching for them, but providing some coaching as well. Talk about a guy you want there down the stretch.
That's one guy that, you know, when we say you're trying to find the arms, that Holmberg was an answer for Lincoln. Holmberg had, from what I had understood, had struggled a bit this year. I don't remember where he was pitching, but Lincoln took a flyer on him, and so far it's paid dividends.
Sioux Falls Canaries, 10 games out, 3.5 behind Lincoln for 4th place in this division. You know, I think a couple weeks ago, Kevin, we'd be talking about a very troubled Sioux Falls club that might, you know, you might even start looking a little bit toward next year. But Mike Meyer's got this club playing very solid baseball, getting good enough pitching right now, and they're battling.
If they would have been able to scrape out a win yesterday against Kane County, they lost by a single run. They would have won 3 series in a row going into the All-Star break. That would have been just something to really hang your hat on and build momentum into the second half. As it is, they have played well, and we'll see what happens out of the break. I know they got a red-hot LakeCountry.com's waiting for them this weekend.
One thing I've really been impressed about this group, Kevin, is that starting pitching, sometimes they've been a little bit inconsistent. Ty Culbreth getting things back together again. You've talked about Harden, how much you like him. Neil Lang has looked very good for them at times. If Akeem Bostic can get back to what we saw early on in this season, that's a pretty formidable group.
Yeah, Neil Lang is a little inconsistent, but there are nights that he can be among the league's best too. So,
last team out there in the West, the Winnipeg Gold Ice, 13 out, 6.5 behind Lincoln. I'm just not really sure where to go with this team right now, Kevin. You've got a couple of very solid pieces in that lineup, and Deson Cruz and Max Murphy. Max Murphy all of a sudden catching fire over the last month, is battling for the home run crown here once again. You're getting great performance out there. Just pitching beyond Luis Ramirez and Samuel Adams, I'm just not sure what you're going to get.
I just don't see anything with this ball club that just makes me think that they can get on any sort of run to get back into the playoff chase. You know, there's pride on the team. They're not going to just roll over and give up. I don't see Greg Taggart dealing a bunch of guys. But as this team's currently constructed, I'm just not seeing a run out of them. You know, you had to be getting encouraged when they took three out of the first four against Cleburne this week, but then they dropped the last two, so 3-3. It's just hard to make up games in the standings when you're trading wins.
Especially at home, too, Kevin. You know, Winnipeg used to be such a pin for teams to come to try to play, and you just knew you were not going to wind up winning a lot of games right there. And all of a sudden, that's just not the case this season. But look, Kevin, let's talk about this. Save your voice here a little bit for me right now, because I know Kevin battling through a little bit of a cold there for us here tonight. So, chilly evening out in Milwaukee. But let's talk about, Kevin, as we move forward in the West Division, who do you see wind up being the team that finishes with the top record here?
I think we're going to see Kansas City on top, but I just have a feeling that Sioux City is going to push them hard for that top spot.
So you see them passing Fargo even?
I think so.
Okay, so there's three of your teams. Who's your fourth team in this division?
I think Lincoln will manage to withhold the fourth spot, but I think Sioux Falls will give them a bit of a run.
I'm going to buck my original prediction this season. I'm going to ride Kansas City to winning this division. I think Sioux City finishes second, as you said, Fargo third, and Lincoln fourth. I'm going to go on a limb here, too, and I'm going to say Sioux City's the team coming out of the West this year.
I don't think that would be a surprise, especially, like I said, if they can get healthy. There's a chance they could get John Nogalski back from Mexico for the stretch run, and that would be huge also. And, you know, you just look at the roster, you look at the guys that they still have hurt. If everyone can be healthy, they even might have some tough roster decisions to make. What a problem to have, huh?
Absolutely. As you look at the group out there, Chris Herman's having a phenomenal season for Kansas City. Matt Lloyd having a great season for Sioux City. We talked about him right there. Nick Anderson has looked great for Lincoln. Is there a guy that out of the West, who's your West MVP right now?
I think it would have to be Matt Lloyd, just because you have to wonder where Sioux City would be if Lloyd was not putting up the numbers that he has, especially with, like, as we've talked about, with the continual roster shakeups and guys being injured.
Yeah, second in the league right now in hitting, having a phenomenal year for Sioux City. A guy that you just know, that's the person you never want to beat you. You know, kind of a Jimmy Kerrigan, if you really think about it, from last year, Kevin, for me. I'll give you, since you were nice enough to be the guy to give me the MVP out of the West so far early on, I'll jump into the pitching category. And I think right now, Kevin, the most obvious one of those is Solomon Bates.
Interesting choice. He's been very good, but he's struggled a little bit as of late. Kevin McGovern has been very solid once again for Fargo Moorhead, and with him, I think it's just managing his workload and keeping him fresh through the season.
An interesting pick, Kevin, and it would depend on how the team finished and what the overall number would be. Man, you can't really look aside on Charlie Hasty, who's been just nothing short of brilliant for Sioux Falls as their closer this season. We haven't seen a closer as the top pitcher in the league very often, but he could be that exception this year.
He's just had a few hiccups, and we all know with relief pitchers, if you give up four runs in like less than an inning, it takes a long time for that ERA to come back down. But currently he's leading the league in saves. But yet, he's not out here in Milwaukee with us.
Yes, I don't really understand that either. Probably the biggest snub of them all. And we'll leave with one thing, last thing here to talk about today, Kevin, which is, there are some incredible managerial jobs we have seen so far in this division. Who's your manager of the year in the Western Division right now?
I think so far you got to go with Steve Montgomery.
I think that's great. I would be looking at Brett Jody right now, and I think either one of those guys could stake claim to that right now, because both have looked absolutely fantastic. So that is a great choice as well. Well, Kevin, exciting game tonight with the Home Run Derby. What are you looking for tomorrow in the All-Star game itself?
I think it's going to be the classic battle of pitching versus hitting, and I think in this ballpark, if you're throwing good arms out there, you can win a low-scoring game, and I think that's what the East will do tomorrow night.
I see the East winning that, too. I think their pitching is far superior, and they're going to wind up coming away with a pretty solid victory out of this game tomorrow night. So, fantastic. I want to thank Kevin Lucco for joining me here tonight. Zach Narrier for coming out here and talking to us. Kevin and I will try to go down and talk to the MVP of tomorrow night's game. It would be interesting. Zach Narrier has been the home run derby champion, the MVP of the championship series. Matt, could he be the All-Star Game MVP tomorrow night?
Yeah, I was referring to that in the interview. You know, he's got more hardware to potentially pick up.
Absolutely. That'd be awesome. So for Kevin Lucco, I am Rob Panier. We will see you tomorrow night on This Week in the Association.